today.
It is 7 after the hour now. Thank you for being here for another hour of conversation, fun, entertainment, provocation, just thinking about things. Jennifer and Rich and Roberta and I, happy to have your company and hopefully you vice versa. There's a new book I have. This past week has been a sort of a change for me. I've not been a big reader of books because I have a lot of other things that I need to read to sort of keep up on what's going on. But I talked a lot about Patrick Buchanan's Suicide of a Superpower last Friday. And then I came across a book yesterday, Saturday when I came back. I had some time. The plane was delayed a little bit because of the weather going through the Midwest. So I was walking through the bookstore, and there was a copy of a book called Unifying Truths of the World's Religions. And as you know, I was a student of religion in school, and it has brought me to have my own strong feelings about religion. This book has won already 4 national awards. And so I started leafing through it, and I actually bought the book, which is something I never do because we get 40. But Richie and I, Jennifer does too. We get tons of books that come through every week. And so, you know, you look at it and think, okay, just more baloney. But this really does present in a practical way how you ought to maybe think about living your life and how love is the most important thing in anybody's life, anybody's existence, loving yourself, loving your family, loving things, some of which you can put your hands on, some of which you cannot. But the inspirational principles that come from the texts of all religions, this is really the underscore of this. This fellow, David Lundberg, takes all of the world's religions, finds something good in them, and leads you to believe that if we were able to take the good things out of the teachings of the world's religions, what a wonderful world it really would be. And I think that's something that I've always felt deeply inside of me to my core, that we so focus on, we have this whole thing about Islam now, and, you know, denigrating it and saying things about it that are not true. But yet it's, you know, it reminds me of what the Protestants were, how they were regarded when they first started by the Catholics. And you can go through many of the religions, not just the Western religions, but Eastern religions as well, that had no use for those religions. At least the leaders of the religions had no use for the other religions because, hey, they got in the way of their demographic. They were stealing members. And, you know, that's kind of where we are today. If you just kind of relax and find the good things, the values, the spirituality, I suppose, is one of the words for it. But concerns that we have as we look for good, I think you would find a lot of things, and it's pointed out in this book. So I just sort of recommend the book if you care to, if you're looking for something to read that'll make you feel like there is something good in the world. Then that might be something for you to check out. Speaking of things that are good in the world, I find Pam Popper to be very helpful. A good person, very smart, knowledgeable when it comes to health and well-being. So she'll join us from the Wellness Forum in a moment here on Good Day.
Get our lowest prices of the season this week. Get huge store-wide savings at Toys R Us. Like buy one, get one 50% off all Lego, Crayola, and Shasha collectibles. And buy two, get the third free on all LeapFrog. Plus earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. And now take time to pay with layaway. Don't miss our lowest prices of the season sale going on now. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Free and or discounted items must be picked below the value item purchased. Certain restrictions apply to layaway and offers. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
13 past the hour now, our Monday visit with Dr. Pam Popper, who runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio. Last week, I started this thread, and then I got, as luck would have it, and the way I kind of think, we went off on a different tangent. So I saved this because I thought it was right up your alley. I've been reading about how many of the supplements, your first line of defense is to eat the right foods, and we all know that. And then after that, there are good things that come from supplementation. But I know you are on top of this, how the FDA now, once again, is trying to interfere with a lot of the supplements that are now sold without government interference. They say that we need to test and approve and yada, yada, yada. You look at the supplement manufacturers and how much money they gave to the coffers of those who are running for Congress, people in high political offices, and then compare that amount of money to the amount of money given by the pharmaceuticals, the payoff is unbelievable, Pam. It really is. And it just shows you another reason for us to be considering having, just the frustration that people feel. We talk a lot now about omega-3s. As a matter of fact, I have a sponsor, Master Omega-3, the fish oil is used by millions of people to help lower triglycerides in the blood and that sort of thing. The average cost, if you take it every day for a month, is $18. There is a move from GlaxoSmithKline to get approval for a drug called, I can't pronounce it because you're never going to pronounce it. Anyway, it's an omega-3 product. A month's worth of the same stuff with a prescription would cost you $240. So we see these examples all the time. I just wonder in your circle what people think and how you talk about supplementation and government interference in people and either what their choices are for food or their choices are for supplementation.
Well, I actually have to give you a couple of answers to the question. And the reason is that from a scientific standpoint, if the endpoint we're looking for is increased longevity, reduced risk of disease, preventing, stopping, reversing disease, the supplements are no more effective than the drugs. So I guess I have a fairly strong anti-supplement stance, except for when it's used for medical purposes, and certainly not for with any promise of preventing, stopping, or reversing disease. Because whether you're lowering triglycerides with drugs or fish oil, it doesn't reduce your risk of heart attack, stroke, or all-cause mortality. You're changing biomarkers. You're not changing health. Now, having said that, I am very, very much against government intrusion into private lives, and I am a libertarian at heart. So I look at the FDA and what a miserable, god-awful job they have done in regulating drugs, and also the extensive and decades-long history of misbehavior of the FDA in regulating supplements, which ranges from, you know, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, people raiding various medical facilities and this sort of thing. And so Congress reacted appropriately, I think, in 1994 when they said, this is just so ridiculous, we're not going to have any regulation. That's essentially what Deshaies did, is it just meant we're not going to have any regulation. And a lot of people think that Congress went overboard when that happened, but I teach a class on this very topic at our institute, and it's amazing how the attitude shifts when people see the history of the misbehavior, and it's like, well, now I understand why they did that.
Right.
So the long story short, I have some interesting ideas about what we could do that would not involve so much government intrusion in the supplement business, but still present to the public the accuracy of the situation. I mean, the largest meta-analysis ever done that involved 40,000 subjects, 89 trials, showed that omega-3 supplementation was useless if not harmful. So that's the truth, and people should know it. Do I think that that means that people shouldn't be able to buy supplements instead of drugs and make decisions about their own health and that sort of thing? I really think the government's intruding way too much in that area. So
it's like people didn't have a brain. It's like nobody's got any brains.
Oh, yeah, we have to be rescued by the government at every turn. We can't make decisions for ourselves. I mean, we just have way too much government. I'll never forget a friend of mine one day said, you know, if aliens were circling the earth and looking down at America, they would say, boy, those Americans sure do love government because they have an awful lot of it.
Yeah.
And we're making more all the time, and we want to give these agencies more power,
and
I'm really opposed to that.
You know what? We could make this a political discussion. It's interesting how, using this as an example, but we find a kinship, you and I, in that. And the very interesting thing is that there's a poll. I don't know if you read Reason magazine, but if you don't, you ought to as a libertarian. Reason has a poll this month looking at, and they went to 40,000 people. It's not like they talked to three people. About what certain values are, and the way they asked the question wasn't a spin because I'm looking at the questions. The essence of the findings are that from 74 to 84% of the population doesn't like where we are, especially underscore the amount of government incursion into our lives and the freedoms that have been lost since September 11th. And they use the September 11th Patriot Act sort of stuff to winch their way into things like we're talking about, the FDA getting involved. Well, we have to do it to protect you. Well, you know what? I'm not stupid. This is a free country. Get the hell out of my life. And that's the attitude that fully three-quarters of the country has. So we scratch our heads and wonder, and you can get involved in political activism even in your office at the Wellness Forum. Tell people, well, this is how these incursions in your life affect your health and your well-being, and then you bring it down to a personal level, and people say always, I don't want that.
Well, and the sad part about it is that I totally agree with you, and I agree that the poll results are accurate. But remember that a significant number of those people voted for the current administration,
right,
which is the most
right.
intrusive government we've ever had.
Yeah.
So we've got to do something about the lack of understanding of how certain promises that get made to the public get translated into more government intervention. And this is a political discussion, but it has everything to do with our health, because whether you're talking about the federal regulatory system and the FDA and the FTC, or you're talking about state licensure boards that basically say in many states you may not consult with a naturopath, it's illegal. That's government intrusion into an individual's rights to make decisions about what they want to do with their own body and their health, and interference in commerce. And I mean, I can think of 50 ways this violates the Constitution. And as a society, not you and I, because we're pretty outspoken and we vote for other candidates.
We do.
But as a society,
we vote for losers.
As a society, we're supporting this stuff.
Yeah,
you know.
Right. Yeah. Ron Paul is gaining some ground, so maybe that's a good thing. Pam, thank you. Pam Popper runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio. You can check out their website, wellnessforum.com. And with regard to these bills that we were talking about, you can thank people like Senator Hatch and Harkin, both different sides of the fence, but they're against this FDA incursion. So some news that you need to have. At 20 after, this is Good Day.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
O'Reilly. Don't waste time and money this holiday season driving all over town in search of the perfect gift. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and purchase gift cards. They're available for any amount and can be used at the store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly gift cards take the guesswork out of Christmas. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We'll be right back.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Man, I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I
So this is Nickelback. Last week, Detroit fans were angry because Nickelback is a Canadian group. They were performing at halftime during the Lions-Packers Thanksgiving Day. And again, Doug, Thanksgiving Day game. I actually was watching a little of that myself with Brendan at dinner time. 50,000 people, Richie, signed a petition to keep the band out. Yeah, they say it's an American holiday, and there ought to be an American band, especially since Detroit is the home to Motown. So we have a video of the day today at DougStefan.com. The video is from keyboard player Scott Bradley, who put a band together to rework Nickelback's biggest hit, How You Remind Me, so it sounds more like it belongs in Motown. You see the tambourine and stuff. This guy's really into it.
It's black and white, and they're all dressed in the suits like they wore back in the Motown era.
Right.
So, and they reworked the song.
Right. So you can compare it. Already, I like it.
That's cool.
Isn't it good?
Wow.
Is this placing Anywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah. What a shame. This would have been much better at the halftime. I don't know much about Nickelback. I've heard them.
Yeah. Massive rock band. Yeah, picked up.
Whatever. All right.
It's almost better than the original.
It is better.
I know.
Than
it's really cool.
Right? That's something.
Yeah. It is better than the original. Good Day program brought to you in part today by Kodak Heroes series. They are all-in-one printers. Smart way to save on ink. Available at Kodak.com. Our poll today has to do with a story that we're carrying. There's an English language training company in China that's added some new criteria to their job postings. If you're a Scorpio or a Virgo, don't bother applying for the job. I find this is fascinating.
And you're offended because you're a Scorpio.
I am. And I would use this sort of thing to help me understand, you know, what people are kind of all about. I think that astrology is a very, very useful tool in many different ways. But when you, you know, the kind of...
Discrimination, I tell you.
All right. Everybody, we could play I Like Chinese. The company was not named by the newspaper, but put up postings at a university, and they said, looking for applicants, if you are, and by the way, in the Chinese and the Western astrology calendar, Scorpios and Virgos are different in that Virgos are September, they'd be August. The Eastern calendar is a month ahead, so Scorpios would be October babies, not November babies. So anyway, I don't know if that helps clarify, makes you more confused, but stories up there at DougStephan.com.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment first up. Despite tough economic times, shoppers spent over $11.4 billion on Black Friday. According to research firm ShopperTrack, this is a 6.6% increase over last year. In other news, the FBI and Philippine law enforcement arrested four hackers who were allegedly paid to hack AT&T's systems. The same Saudi terrorist group that funded the 2008 attack on Mumbai is suspected. An AT&T official said that its networks were neither targeted nor breached by the hackers. And finally, NASA successfully launched the Mars Science Laboratory. It's the newest rover that's going to survey the surface of Mars. When the rover lands in about 8 months, it's going to look for signs of life by drilling rocks and recording HD footage. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stephan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Can't believe I'm pulling this off after all these years. So glad I got that personal loan from One Main Financial.
Can I take this blindfold off?
Let me help you.
We're going on a cruise.
No, dear. The honeymoon we never took.
You've made promises. We can help you keep them. We are One Main Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with flexible payment options. Go to OneMainFinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Day to be Doug's printer, though.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't understand.
I think he's gonna kick it.
Yeah. And I don't like this. I don't like this Good Day song.
Stop messing with this song, Doug. Yeah, I love
it. I don't like
song.
It. I'm sorry.
I
do not like it. You may not care. It has not become the Jennifer Horn Good Day program yet.
It's my favorite one, though. But you love me, and you should respect my love for this song. Don't
I don't like this song. It's just tiresome listening. Tiring.
Can we take a vote and let the people decide? Because the show is all about them.
Remember, my vote counts more than anybody else's.
No,
so how many votes from the listeners does it take to override
400
vote?
400.
That's all?
Four.
400. 400 votes.
All right, Jennifer, put it on Facebook.
Yeah, there you go.
Can you send me a link to the song, Rich, so that I can put it up there? So people
we can find it on YouTube somewhere, I'm sure.
I will.
Monday, November 28th, 2011, talking about how life can be better. You've gotten rid of major obstacles. I gained 4 pounds this past.
Oh, I think we all did.
I just eating stuff, and it just is no place to go. You can't escape it. You get together with family and friends, you eat. And I've done, frankly, such a good job since we went on MetaFast, and I wasn't really that great at it, but all of us last year, I went through it, and Richie was better, and so is certainly Jennifer and Roberta, when it came to following their the goals that were set were realistic. The way they helped people was, I thought, very realistic. Mm-hmm. And we all did a good job. And I was in and out of it because I didn't really think I needed it as much. Because what I do is alter, when I come back to the farm in April, I alter my lifestyle and don't eat as much and exercise certainly much more. So now we're getting into the time of year when things slow down, and I am determined, doggone it, not to put just a little extra mass around the middle for this winter. So you all have to support, well, you don't have to, but it would be nice of you. Jennifer, I tell you what, I'll support you and your desire to keep that horrible song on, but just don't play it as much, Richie. If you'll be supportive of all of us being much more responsible when it comes to our eating.
That's a deal.
Person to person eating. Okay? Now, I just mentioned a few minutes ago, if you didn't hear me, we were talking about one of the stories from today's show at DougStefan.com. The company in China that has drawn criticism for job postings stating that Scorpios and Virgos need not apply.
Oof.
A manager at the firm was quoted in a daily newspaper saying her research found Scorpios have strong personalities and are prone to mood swings, while Virgos tend to be highly critical and don't spend a lot of time in any jobs they move from job to job. She said, I've hired people before that have been in those signs, and they either were fighters, they quarreled with other colleagues, or they couldn't get the job done because they were focused on something else.
Yet they can be white, black, Muslim, Jewish.
Yeah. Just
short,
don't be a Virgo.
Fat, smoke.
Don't be a Virgo. Don't be a Scorpio.
Nope, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Poll today at DougStefan.com. Have you ever consulted a horoscope for help in making an important decision? A, yes, I rely on my horoscope every day. B, I have a couple of times, and I'm glad I did. C, I have once, and it was a mistake. D, I only read my horoscope for fun. E, I never read horoscopes. Well, the horoscope is a really superficial, kind of almost silly, to the point of being almost wrong when you check through to find specific data about you, which you can't find unless, A, you found a good astrologer, and you know when you were born, the city in which you were born, the time of day in which you were born, all of those things. You need to know where you were born, when you were born, and that then you find out things not only about your calendric sign, but your rising sign, where your moon is, all of those things. And then there are a lot of traits that are defined by people who really know. Now you can say, how did anybody ever figure this out? How did astrologers come to find out that if you're a Virgo, you have this tendency, if you're a Scorpio, you have that tendency, if you're a Pisces, if you're an Aquarian, if you're a Cancer, if you're a Gemini, if you're a Leo, if you're an Aries, Taurus, whatever. How do these it's because they've been studied for centuries. This is one of the oldest sciences. What is now astrology was originally astronomy. And then astronomy became more scientifically acceptable, studying the moon, the stars and the planets and all that other stuff, versus astrology, which is the study of how those planets may affect you. And because it's so bizarre, and a lot of people who are religionists think that it's blasphemy, because it calls on the so-called cult for meaning and value, that it's horrible. God, how can you even talk about it on the radio? When, in fact, it is an extraordinarily usable tool if you have... And frankly, I fell into this when I was in my 40s, when someone was trying to help me, and she helped me by understanding a lot about me, and she got the understanding by figuring out what the heck the story was with my chart. And I have found extraordinarily valuable and usable information if you really bear down beyond the superficial. And so the superficiality of just looking at somebody's sign based on when they were born, it doesn't really serve you well, because one person can be a Scorpio whose the Scorpio traits are consistent, but yet he or she, if your moon is in Pisces where mine is, you have a different set of tendencies. My rising sign is Aquarius, and that has different effects. So all of those three things sort of meter who I am. And if you were to do the same thing, Roberta, or Jennifer, you were to do the same thing, or Richie was to do the same thing, you'd find out that you would have a really basic and strong understanding of who you are. And the only reason it's good is because you learn how to deal with people. So instead of not hiring Scorpios or Virgos, if you've got management that's any good, they learn what the strengths are of Scorpios or Virgos, use those strengths to motivate them on the job, and then you don't kiss off somebody who might be a good employee. Because that's what you do. I don't use it.
Have you never hired someone because of their sign? Or
I have not. I don't. That's not what I do. I would try to know more about. First of all, you don't hire somebody because you can't ask them their birthday, because then you find out how old they are, and that's illegal.
Right. So you can't go, hey, baby, what's your sign?
Well, but you see, that's the superficiality of all of it. And it becomes like a punchline for a joke. That's what it really is, and it ought not to be, because there's so much more to it than that, only if you have an open mind and use it to expand your abilities to get along with people, which is something that we are sorely lacking today. People don't want to go out of their way to give anybody who has a different point of view. I always cite this as an example of how I first was sort of slapped in the face by it. I never really put this together until Ellen Radner, God love her, when I got started with her on my program. Those of you who may or may not hear, I was listening to her on with Tom Hartman the other day, Richie. And she's as bad on the air now as she ever was.
Oh, yeah.
Just awful.
But she's proud of that.
Oh, my God, she is.
That's just terrible on the air.
She has good information, but the way she presents it is awful. And that's why I kind of... Plus, we stopped doing political stuff on this program a number of years ago. But she was just awful. She'd be in the middle of something, and I just would go bananas with her. Anyway, the point isn't about her, but I'm reminded... often of getting along, and I got along with her better because I learned about her from knowing what her birthday was. And I don't know that I've ever really done that with you, Richie, but it's just, you don't use it as exclusionary.
If you did, I'd probably be gone.
Well, maybe.
No, but I remember when I first started, you told me you had read me, Doug.
Yeah, right. And it is just a way of you helping yourself to understand and make it easier to work with people. That's all. It's foolish to exclude somebody because of this, but some folks do. But the reason I brought up Ellen is she would say to me when she'd introduce me to somebody, and she'd say, at the time I was a registered Republican, and she'd say, oh, you'd like him, he's a Republican. Or you. Then she would, I remember once going to a party with her, and she said, well, I didn't want to invite Republicans, but I had to because of this, that, or the other thing. So she made up her mind about people based on whether they were Republicans or Democrats, which is just as stupid as making up your mind about somebody as to whether or not they're black or white, whether they're Christians or whatever their religion is. I mean, that's the way a lot of my stepmother, God bless her, always has something to say about Jewish people. Always. And it galls me, frankly. That people use their prejudices or have their prejudices like that. Most of them are based on phony or fake or faulty reasoning to begin with. I mean, I could, if that were the case, I should not like black people because I was beaten to a bloody pulp by a black kid on a basketball court once when I was a kid. So, I mean, it's using that kind of reasoning that gets us in the holes that we're in, I think, now, and not necessarily is a great reasoning. So,
do you
anyway.
Want to know what our friends on Facebook think about this?
Yes, I would like to know.
Okay. So we asked if you read your horoscope, if you've ever consulted a psychic or had your tarot cards read, and how much of the metaphysical do you believe in? And Ken Mellon says, don't know how much I believe, but the characteristics cited for my sign are dead on for me personally. Cindy Kratzer said, I read my horoscope at times. Do I believe? No. But when it suits me, they are good for a laugh now and then. Marty Therese said, I read it occasionally, but don't put much stock in it. It's just entertainment piece, much like fortune cookies. And Tim Pressow gave as a definitive no, he doesn't believe in any of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
So chime in, facebook.com/goodday show, and let us know if you believe in psychics.
Or reading your horoscope or what it adds to your life. Our poll on Friday, when did you start shopping on Black Friday? See, 24% said waited till the afternoon. 21% said not shopping. 20% said in by 9. 18% said in by 5. 16% said they started at midnight. Shopping on Black Friday.
Wow.
They're hardcore.
Man, oh, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Recycling tips for the holidays. Tom Kreidler, who is a participant in this program, a great colleague and friend, and has such helpful information. If you go to Better Living, you see all kinds of tips from him and from Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru, and from Andrea Metcalf, the fitness expert. All of them are there. Why don't you check them out? Tom's got some recycling tips that would be helpful for you during these holidays. And we are actually officially now in the holiday season, right? It's the holiday season. I haven't seen a list of our Christmas songs yet, Richie. Where are all the, where's the Christmas?
Normal thing? Stuff.
But see, I don't want to do. Here's the thing. All right? The pronouncement about Christmas, listening Christmas music, yada, yada, yada. If you're, there are two stations in Boston that sort of replicate the example that I'm making here. The stations that there are probably 45 massive hits that everybody knows for Christmas. There'll be one station in your community that'll play those over and over and over and over and over again. Brenda Lee, Jose Feliciano, Andy Williams. It's the same old crap every year over and over and over again. Then the other station, which will do better in the ratings, has upbeat versions of a lot of, if not most of the popular songs by a ton of different artists. So you may hear, here's a great example. God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. This is a very entertaining version.
Bare Naked Ladies for you.
Wouldn't you rather listen to that than listen to God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Give me a break. That's good. So, I don't want to hear the same old.
Bare Naked Ladies and Sarah McLachlan.
This is a good. This is
never heard
good.
Of that. It's great.
Yeah, it's good. So this would be fun to have this. 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Heavenly Father, this blessed angel came.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
Outgrow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap.
Looking for the perfect holiday outfit for your children to wear for your family portrait or annual holiday card? For over 30 years, Heartstrings has been creating high-quality classic clothing for children. Known for its great selection of all-American traditional clothing, Heartstrings is a perfect choice for that special occasion when you want your children looking their Sunday best. And for you grandparents out there who are looking for the perfect gift, Heartstrings offers a wonderful variety of clothing for kids of all ages. Sweaters, dresses, and durable everyday play clothes. You can browse our large selection of children's apparel at www.heartstrings.com or shop at a Heartstrings store near you. To help you kick off your holiday shopping, Heartstrings is going to give you a head start on your shopping and savings with a 10% discount off your order and free shipping. Go to www.heartstrings.com. That's www.heartstrings.com and use the code Doug10 for 10% off your purchase and free shipping. For news on all of the latest Heartstrings sales, go to www.heartstrings.com or follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
I was interested in the story we had last week about whether turkey really made you tired. All of the stuff, when you eat too much of it, makes you tired. 51 after on Good Day.
Down through the chimney with good sake. First comes the
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
After the hour, time for movie moments. So this is Randy Newman, Rich?
This? No, it's not.
Huh. Glad you're paying close attention to what's going on. I didn't think it was Randy Newman.
No, it's not.
No, you're probably out daydreaming. You haven't even got Chucker either. Right?
I haven't.
No, good. Okay.
Wow.
So.
Because we got things to do first.
We do.
That's Randy Newman.
This song.
It's summer in the springtime. The winter or the fall. The only place I wanna be is where I can see you smile at me.
Love to
in a world of
see you smile. This would be a good theme for our program.
Make it all
I like this. Randy Newman from the movie Parenthood. Randy Newman is 68 today, thus we have him as a movie moment presenter, shall we say. We start movie moments with movie music, and thus the Randy Newman song. Happy birthday to him. Chuck Curry is our movie man, and he'll be joining us with the results of the weekend box office totals, top 5 or 10 maybe, depending on the time. Here's our contest for today. This is from a movie that Richie loves. Richie will say, I love this movie. Okay. Have I got you down, Rich, or not?
Most likely, yes.
Okay. So the gentleman who starred, one of the stars anyway, is 52 today. I would say most of them who are in this movie would be about that age, a little older than Rich. That'll be the clue. Here's the first audio clue.
Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
Yeah.
Got it.
Got it. Got it.
Chaka, you got it?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
no.
I believe I have it.
All right, 800-510-825. I love these when they all say
it's. It defined a generation.
Right. And I don't know whether we've used this recently. I don't think we've used it recently.
We haven't used it in a while.
Talked about the movie and the director.
Last time we used it was when the director died.
Yeah. 800-510-TALK. If you have the answer, know what the movie is, you'll call us, and you'll get the prize, Swell Doug Steffen prize, with the first call that isn't a person who's won already on Movie Moments. Here's the second clue.
So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social.
Yeah, that's an underscore. Jennifer's never going to get it. Roberta won't get it. Okay, last clue.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need is a lobotomy and some tights.
Okay, 800.
Great movie.
510 855. Okay, help yourself to our lines, and Chucker has the list of how things did this weekend. No real surprises here. We have a story at DougStephan.com, though, about the this Breaking Dawn, the Twilight movie, which we'll get to in just a moment on Good Day.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
All right, let's get to our results here. Breaking Dawn, people going to see the film claiming that it caused seizures. Have you seen this film?
Yeah, I did. I had 4 seizures when I see it. I'm just kidding. It's done $221 million in 2 weeks of release. I thought this was the weakest of the Twilight films. I sort of liked the last one a little. They're all watchable, but the second half of this movie, Doug, is pretty demented. But the source material is also so.
And for you to say it's demented, it must really be demented.
Yeah, it really doesn't have much of a story. It just sort of meanders along. But the fans of that franchise are going to like it, and it's made a lot of money. The Muppets play second, $29 million over the weekend, $42 million since opening on weekend. On Wednesday, that's off to a solid start. Happy Feet 2. Film's disappointed, $13 million over the weekend, just $43 million in 2 weeks. 600 staffers were fired from the production company this weekend due to bad box office. Wow. The studio's going to take a financial hit. Oof. And Arthur Christmas plays $17 million since Wednesday. And Martin Scorsese's Hugo ran out the top 5, $15 million since opening on Wednesday. A good but not great start, although it's only on 1,200 screens. It should expand in the next few weeks.
All right. Here's Casey in Alaska with the what he thinks is the movie. What do you think, Casey?
Is it The Outsiders?
No, why did you think it was The Outsiders?
It's very close.
Is it close? Well, yeah. I guess when they were talking about the socials.
Yeah. No, it was The Breakfast Club. Judd Nelson is 52 today. That's why in